As we move into a time of prayer this morning, I want to call your attention to the lovely prayer quilts we have. On your way out of the sanctuary, please stop at the table, tie a knot, say a prayer, sign the card, and let them know that we are wrapping them in love, in prayer, and in comfort. Now will you join me in an attitude of prayer? Glorious God, how great are your gifts to us and to all your children. For all that you have given us, we bless your holy name. You have created all things, and you are the ruler of everything that exists. We praise you. We offer you our lives in faithful service. Enable us to seek your will, lest we fail to realize what we can learn through your grace. By your greatness and strength, secure us. By your love and faithfulness, protect us. By your wisdom and power, direct us in all we do, so that we may proclaim your wonderful works to all. Reveal your goodness to all who need your strength and love today. Teach us how we can best support and encourage them, to encourage those that are struggling and wrestling looking for help, those that are struggling at home, struggling with damaged and broken relationships, those that are struggling with health issues, those that have lost loved ones, those that are struggling with financial burdens, to understand that in their time of need, your love is always there for them, to help them understand that you give your blessings to those in need of your strength, your love, and your hope. We pray this morning for those that are still suffering from the ravages of storms, fires, earthquakes, and other natural disasters in our lives. May they feel your love in their time of need as they fight the effects of these disasters and try to return to a time of peace and normal living. In times of need and doubt, the disciples went to Jesus for comfort and for strength. May we learn from the disciples that Jesus is our source of comfort and strength as well. O God, in this time of worship, we give thanks that you are ever with us. We thank you for your presence in our midst. We strive to always be grateful for all that you give, even though sometimes we think we can handle it all on our own. Sometimes we take your goodness for granted. Now we come to you seeking, searching, and looking to you as we offer to you our concerns and petitions in this time of silent prayer and meditation. Now we come to you as your children, seeking to learn, seeking to love, seeking to share in the name of your holy and precious Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's scripture lesson is from Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 3 through 13. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have all the same function, so we in Christ, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need and practice hospitality. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Chris. I love how Bruce pointed out that when we hear the word gifts, you know, in the United Methodist Church, we tend to think of financial gifts, and really the focus is on service and on our spiritual gifts, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. For those of you who know me, and those of you who don't, I'm here to tell you, I am a numbers guy. Okay, that is what I truly love. When I was little, I discovered I liked math, and I could do it well. And so in elementary school, when I would be given math worksheets, I would finish them very quickly. And then I would get up out of my seat, and I would move around the room to help other people who weren't as gifted in math. And so I would do that because everybody needs help, right? And so my teachers, who here is a teacher or was? Do you appreciate it when kids are moving around the room during class and helping others? Some do, some don't. My teachers tried to put me back in my seat where I belonged by giving me more work to do. That just created a bigger challenge then. So I worked and got that done, and then I realized they still wanted me to help and move around the room. So what may be a gift for you, someone else might find painful to do. I enjoy doing taxes. Everybody? Yeah, right? There's a couple of us. What's amazing, though, is all these different gifts that we have, thankfully, we don't all have the same one. And that's what today's scripture talked about. It's over the years I found that all of these gifts that people have, when you connect them together, they can all be used, and they all should be used to further God's kingdom here on earth. Throughout the summer, we're taking selfies. Not Dave's handsome one, but other ones. And we're looking at what it means to be a disciple of Christ in the United Methodist Church. And when we become part of a United Methodist Church worshiping community, we agree to support the church, support others, support the world with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. Those five different things. Today we're going to be talking about serving God and serving others using those spiritual gifts that we receive through God's grace. We're taking that selfie again this week, and we're letting the world know that I am committed. And today's scripture from Paul's letter to the church in Rome is one of those places where we find Paul talking about using spiritual gifts, because each of us have been given one. Now, you may have noticed in the beginning part of this letter, he's not just talking about the gifts, though. He's talking about the attitude of the people of the church in Rome. You see, some of them were letting their egos get in the way, and they were saying that my spiritual gifts are up here, and your spiritual gifts just aren't as important. And so Paul was pointing out to them, you can't use your pride and your ego. You can't use that to prevent yourself or others from serving God and serving their neighbor. See, Paul reminds each of them in this passage, each of you are a member of the body of Christ, and the body of Christ belongs to each other. So we talk about spiritual gifts, and we're going to take some time to look at those. And we're going to start with the ones that Paul listed here in Romans 12. Now, the list is not all inclusive, so don't be concerned if yours isn't on there yet. So in Romans 12, 6 through 8, the main ones that Paul lists are prophecy, serving, if that's your gift, is to serve, Teaching, if you know, you're called to teach. If you're an encourager, you're called to encourage. If you're a leader, you're called to lead. If you're giving is your spiritual gift, you're told to give generously. And if your gift is mercy, you're told to show mercy. Now, I know that it's a short list, but Paul didn't stop there. Paul wrote to many churches throughout the area, and he had more things to tell them, including churches in Corinth and Ephesus, where he told them about spiritual gifts. And the lists are a little bit different. So let's build on what he told us in Romans. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, he adds five, but three are additional to the list we've seen. He talks about apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, all being given to us by the love of Christ. And so if you look at that list, we've added three to the list from Romans, apostle, pastor, and evangelist. And what he's telling people is that through these gifts, we're all called to use them to build up the body of Christ. He keeps saying that over and over through these different letters he sends to the churches. So then, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10, Paul really expands it. He shares his longest list of any of his letters. There's 13 in total. I'm not going to read them all, but the type is getting smaller, isn't it? Because that list is getting longer. He mentions faith, helps, miracles, wisdom, and he keeps building on this list. Now, I hope at this point you're seeing one or more of your spiritual gifts up here on the list. And if you don't know what they are, there's actually a way that you can find out. We have a spiritual gifts inventory that's available to you. It's on the back table. And we've been using this as part of our new member class for years. And so all new members get a chance to take a spiritual gifts inventory and discover what their spiritual gifts are. You can pick that up, take it home, and fill it out there. Now, not all of these gifts that I've shown you so far are going to be in that inventory. And in fact, we actually added some. So we took what Paul did and added to it. And the four we've added are craftsmanship, creative communication, that's one gift, creative communication, hospitality, which Paul mentioned in his letter to make sure you do that, that you're hospitable to people, and then intercession. And under intercession, I put the word prayer, because when I first heard the word intercession, I had to look it up. I didn't know what it was. And intercession is that gift of prayer, that ability to share prayer. And I want to offer that up as an opportunity this week to be in prayer. Even if your spiritual gift is not intercession, we can all learn and pray more. And we have the opportunity to meet at our Whitmore Lake campus Tuesday at 1:30. And here's why we're meeting there. We're going to split into two groups. That's why I need a lot of prayers. And we're going to be going to the elementary school and the middle and high school. And we are going to be praying through the schools before the school year starts. So here's an opportunity to enter into a place and pray for those students, teachers, administrators, staff, everyone who will be part of those schools, the families, and praying for them for this school year. So if you have availability, or if you can make availability on your calendar, please come to the Whitmore Lake campus Tuesday at 1:30, and we'll be doing that. Because prayer is one of our spiritual gifts. And over the years, I've taken a number of spiritual gifts inventories. Now, like I mentioned, they're on the table in the back. That's one version. There's online versions. There's lots of different places you go. And you can take more than one. Or if you took one 10 years ago, it may have changed. And the other thing that you'll find about these spiritual gift inventories, they're not all the same. The way they ask the questions is different. And even the spiritual gifts they list is different. One of my favorite inventories that I found includes the gift of humor as a spiritual gift. I took that one once because I never need to take it again because humor was so far off the charts for me. You guys already knew that, right? Right? No? I can tell. Based on the reaction, maybe not. But in that vein, who likes memes? If you don't know what a meme is, you're about to see one. Get it? She answered his question before he asked it. Ah, when you have to explain a joke, it's not funny, is it? I had the spiritual gift of prophecy because I knew that was going to be your reaction. I thought it was funny. But prophecy is actually more than just knowing what somebody's going to ask you before they ask you. Prophecy is speaking to the truth, and that is a spiritual gift. Those around you who say something to you that just, you don't want to hear it, but you know they're speaking the truth to you, and they're speaking it in love. It's a spiritual gift that they can share. So based on the inventory you've taken, if you've taken one, and if you haven't, remember that long list of all the different gifts? Here's what we're going to do. I want you to shout out one of your spiritual gifts.
Exhortation. I had to look it up also. Gift of exhortation.
What is exhortation?
Exhortation is, in layman terms, kind of like cheerleading or encouraging someone to be their best self, to kind of get in there with somebody shoulder to shoulder and help them be their best self.
Can you tell how she already uses that spiritual gift? Because she's doing it right now. Yes?
Define craftsmanship.
Oh, dear. Craftsmanship was the... Craftsmanship... All right, I'll walk up here. And that's why I moved this back to the center. This is craftsmanship. To have that spiritual gift... Nancy Smail made that, and she just has a spiritual gift. Who else? I got to talk louder. Servanthood. That might be the longest word. So how do you use that? How do you use that spiritual gift? You're acting as a servant, right? It's more than helps. It's following that path of Christ, right? Every step of the way. Who else?
Oh.
You guys are so polite, by the way. You raise your hand. You can just, creative communication.
Because communicating is not just verbal, and it's not just reading. It is your whole body. Mm-hmm. It's your facial expressions, and sometimes it's singing.
Ah. So creative communication is your body, it's your facial expression, it's the words, it's your singing, and it's a way to communicate in a lot of different ways. So just look at those gifts that we just heard about. You asked about craftsmanship. All right, so the one on the left is what people with craftsmanship as their spiritual gift can do, Steve. My brother-in-law Steve has that gift. The one on the right is me. I made this out of an old pallet. That's basically ready for a fire. This describes me to a T. When I have taken spiritual gifts inventory, I think the highest score I ever got on craftsmanship was 1. And that's not a high score. And I hang out. I won't say I work with the men with tools on Tuesday morning, but I'm there. And these guys know this about me. I'm not allowed to do plumbing because we don't want to have floods. I'm not allowed to do electrical work because we don't want anybody shocking themselves when they flip the switch. I'm not allowed to build anything that would have something placed on it because they want it to be standing after that item is placed on it. So they know this about me. They're right to be concerned. They also understand that I know how to use a shovel and dig. So they're happy to let me do that. I can spread mulch. I can paint, because that's going like this, right? I can paint. And I can, with help, lift things. So the men with tools accept my limited spiritual gift and take advantage of the other gifts that I may have. Because that's what Paul encourages us all to do in today's letter, is not just know what your spiritual gifts are or aren't, but to take action and actually do something with them in love. Now, we use A Disciple's Path, which is a book series in our new member class. That's where we use this book, and it has a companion reader, and it has this quote that I want to read to you. The infinite Almighty God chooses to accomplish the transformation of the world by working in and through the lives of ordinary people who become the agents of God's love. I mean, that's each of us, isn't it? We're all ordinary people, and we're called to be that change in the world. And it's through God's grace that we receive those gifts. And we're following that perfect example of Christ. In Matthew 20:28, Mark 10:45, it tells us this. Jesus is talking to the disciples, and he tells them the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now, we may not be giving our life as a ransom for many, but we can give our life in service to God. See, by recognizing your spiritual gifts and using them in the church, in your community, and around the world, we're using them to further and grow Christ's kingdom, the kingdom of God here on earth. And see, we're also fulfilling that third part of our mission statement to know God, love God, and serve God. Now, what I did discover when I was reading this is that in verse 5, Paul uses that term, each member is going to be involved. Well, even though that's an accurate translation, it really doesn't catch what it says in the Greek. And what Paul is saying in the Greek is this. It's like he's going around the room going, you, and you, and me, and you, and you. And he's pointing to every person and saying that each of you has a spiritual gift that you've been given by God. We're part of the body of Christ, and we are called to share those gifts. And as we serve using our spiritual gifts, what happens? We grow in our love of Christ and others. We're changed, and we continue along that journey as a disciple of Jesus. Now, in 1 Peter 4:10, the letter says this, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. The gifts of each person should be used for the common good, should be used to further God's kingdom. And each of us, as we use those spiritual gifts to serve others, we grow in love of others. And as we serve others using our spiritual gifts, we continue to grow in love of Christ. Now, I've mentioned that craftsmanship is not one of my gifts. And yet, when I was asked if I would be an adult leader on the Youth Appalachia Service Project mission trip, I said yes. And they're also very smart. They've been doing this for many years. And so there's a form you fill out about what your capabilities are so that they can assign you the right projects. My first year, we sanded drywall that somebody else had mudded and taped, and then we painted. I could do that. And each year, I learned a little bit more. The second year, though, I think something must have happened the first year, because the second year, we dug and filled a trench with rock. That was our job. Now, this may not sound like a sales pitch, what I'm about to tell you for Appalachia Service Project, but I tell you, you go on that trip, either with the men or with the youth, you will be changed. And here's why it's not a sales pitch. I want you to dig a trench and dump rocks in it in 90-degree heat, 90% humidity, wearing jeans. You're truly using your spiritual gifts at that point. So even though I didn't have the gift of craftsmanship, I had the gift of faith. I had the gift of helps. I could go and do something. And over the years, because of all the other people that went and guided and the instructions they gave, my team and I, we learned more and more. And my team would change every year, different capabilities. And the next year, we built a deck on a mobile home that they had no way to get in and out of that door. And you know what was really cool? It was level. And the steps, the rise over run, did I say that right? Was correct. It met code. And then the last year I went, when I got to work with an amazing group of young people, we wound up being on top of a house putting in a tin roof. Once again, in 90-degree heat, 90% humidity. But to grow in skill, my spiritual gift is still not craftsmanship. But I did see a change in me because I was allowed to push myself, because I was serving others. And that's really what it came down to. We had kids on our team where they spent the week playing with the kids in that family. That was their spiritual gift, was to connect with those children and spend time with them. We had others who knew more than I did about construction, which was great to have them along. But in the end, what happened was we were all changed, we all grew, and the people that we were working with and the home that we were changing, we knew that we were leaving their home warmer, safer, and drier. So I encourage you, if you ever get a chance to push yourself outside your limits, that is one way to do it. Because as we're told in Romans 12:3 in today's reading, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you." You see, we serve not out of duty, not out of guilt. We serve because we love God and we love others. And see, we're not the only ones changed. Others are changed when they see the depth of our love in Christ. Each person's gift are worthy of sharing. And don't put anyone else's gifts over yours. Each of those gifts is needed for the church, for our community, for this world to function. Someone took the time to put those items in the pew pockets that are in front of you. Someone sets up communion on Sundays for us. Someone gave you a bulletin and a connection card when you came in. Somebody's going to teach Sunday school for youth this fall. Somebody's going to lead a small group or class that you may be part of. Someone is serving on the leadership team of this church. Someone weeds our gardens and cuts our grass. Someone goes to a Habitat for Humanity build this coming Friday in Washtenaw County, which, by the way, there are 3 open spots for. So if you want to be part of a Habitat for Humanity build, and even if you don't want to, but you feel called to, put Habitat on your connection card, put it in the offering plate, and April Shower from our Whitmore Lake campus will get in touch with you and give you all the specifics of what's going to happen on Friday, because you may be that someone that's called to do that. And that's what's amazing about it, is that all of these things, none of us can do it alone. It takes a lot of someones to be the body of Christ, because we're sharing those gifts in the name of Christ. We're sharing them to others. And when you look at all these different gifts, with all of them as the body of Christ, we're including each one of us in that. Each one of us is needed to make a difference. So I'm going to give you a challenge for this week. If you're not already serving, and that means God and others, if you're not already serving them with your spiritual gifts, now is the time to find your place and start serving. If you're not sure where it is, or if you don't know what your spiritual gifts are, take an inventory, talk to Pastor Sherry, talk to me, talk to your friends, because I'm pretty sure that they know what your gifts are already, even if you don't, because they can see it in you. And if you want to be high-tech, take it online. There's an inventory website in the bulletin. You can take that. But then when you get done with that, after you've taken that spiritual gifts and inventory, send me an email, bob@brightonfumc.org. It's on our website, with your top 3 spiritual gifts. Or if you want to go old school, just get a piece of paper, write your name, contact information and your top three spiritual gifts and put it in the offering plate next week. But the goal here is not just to take an inventory and know what your gifts are. It's to know those gifts so that that way you can continue and grow in service, grow in love of Christ, and grow in love of others, because none of us can do it alone. It takes you. It takes you. It takes you. It takes me. It takes all of us as the body of Christ. Please pray with me. Amazing God, through your grace, you give us gifts. They're not the same, and we thank you for that. We thank you for all who have gifts that they share. We thank you for all who have gifts that you have given us. And we know that each one of us has something that we can share and give back to you, give to others, and show your Son's love in our lives. In your holy name we pray. Amen.